polls of one here that will be on the ballot tomorrow across the state of Michigan, every jurisdiction. Is a statewide ballot proposal, and that we read off earlier as well. So when you go into the voting booth, and again, part of what we're doing here today, we're going to hear from a proponent here in just moments, but part of what we're doing here is if you just go in and you walk in, you stare at that in the voting booth, you may just, your eyes may glaze over a little bit. It's not going to give you any moment of, I don't think, clarity, but hearing some of the arguments back and forth for, I don't want to say translating, because that isn't exactly true, but trying to give some meaning and resonance to that language that was very specific in the ballot proposal, there was a lot of sturm and drang over, is a good thing before you go in to vote, if indeed you have not voted yet. Many people have absentee. A proponent of this is the Detroit Regional Chamber here. Now, the state chamber sitting this one out. They've got too many members who are back and forth, but the Lansing Regional Chamber in support, the Detroit Regional Chamber in support. Brad Williams is their vice president for government relations, and he joins us now here on the Morning Wake Up today. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, so you guys are saying, and you know, go online to your website, there's an entire toolkit there dedicated to getting out the vote for the yes vote on Proposal 1. Why, in a nutshell, is this important to the Detroit Regional Chamber?
Well, we've been advocating for more funding for our transportation system for years and years, far predates my time at the chamber. Mm-hmm. We look at it as an economic issue. We have a road system that we built in this state because of our manufacturing heritage, which really should be an asset as we go out and try and create jobs. But it's turned into something that we have to apologize for when we bring in folks from out of state who are looking to move or relocate their business. They see the condition of our roads, and it's not a place that they necessarily want to do business. So we think it's very important to get these roads fixed, get them fixed right, and do it as quickly as possible.
How bad is that when you're working with, for example, the MEDC, other groups at the statewide level who are trying to attract business? You just said it's embarrassing. Do you ever come up with a route that, you know, tries to get them on the best set of road possible when they're doing a meet-and-greet tour and they want to do site visitation? Do you try to find a way to minimize some of that? Seriously.
Well, I don't know that it's even possible. You know, if you
okay.
get off a plane at Metro Airport in Detroit, you can barely get off the airport grounds before the potholes start to become noticeable. And so we think it's important that we get this fixed, we get it fixed right, and we're encouraging people to vote yes tomorrow.
Are all the moving parts in this issue causing you, I mean, you've seen the polling, so you know where that is, an uphill road. What about having all, would this have been an easier sell without a kitchen sink approach?
Well, I can't say for sure. I think anytime you ask people to send more money to government, they're going to be hesitant. But I can tell you the sense that I'm getting on the road, and I've done probably 30 events with regular voters, is that they are frustrated that we're in this situation. But more and more, I think people are realizing that this is going to be our one best and only shot to get the road fixed.
So you say you've done 30 or more events. You're optimistic still right now. I know you're out here, you're pushing for it, but are you honestly optimistic about its chances?
Well, I think you have to be, and it's all going to be about turnout tomorrow. We know that the other side has definitely tried to exploit the cynicism people naturally have about government. But you know, everyone's getting in their car this morning. They're driving to work. They're seeing the potholes. They're seeing that the problem is real and it's got to be fixed. And so we think that tomorrow, that's really going to drive people to the polls and get the yes vote out.
So I've heard mixed. I want to explore that for a second, sir, because I've heard a mixed bag on that. I've heard some people say that a lower turnout would favor the safe roads, yes, and that a higher turnout, not necessarily, because some of the people coming out might be really opposed to this. So you're saying that the higher turnout is a good thing and not a lower turnout, right?
Well, I don't know that the overall number on turnout is really the important thing. I think it's the mix of turnout. Obviously, you know, if 10 people vote and it passes, that's a great outcome for us. If 3 million vote and it loses, that's not a great outcome. But we are certainly pushing all the yes voters to get out there to make sure that their voices are heard, because we are certain that if things don't go our way tomorrow, getting road funding passed is going to be an uphill battle in the future. It will take far too long, and every day we wait to start fixing on these roads, the problem just gets more and more expensive.
Well, there's no question that the can has been kicked down the road for a while. I don't even think on both sides you would find much disagreement on that. Okay, so looking forward here to the vote, Brad Williams, who's the Vice President for Government Relations at the Detroit Regional Chamber. If you've got to give your – you've been to 30-some events. All right, Brad, give your elevator speech here. You've got to give the best speech out there to try to sway somebody who is undecided. We know that's not a huge group based on the polling, but if those people are out there, and they're listening, and they are undecided, what would you tell them?
Sure. Well, we see the problem every day when we're driving to work. We see it in our car repair bills. I'm sure there are a lot of folks who are just like me right now. I've got a big crack across my windshield from a kicked-up piece of gravel on a road that hasn't been taken care of. And, you know, with a $500 insurance deductible, that's going to cost me money. We're already paying for our bad roads. It's a matter of, do you want to pay it to your car repair, your body shop, or do you want to pay it to get them fixed? So that you don't have to go through the inconvenience. It's a matter of safety. You know, every second you spend scanning the road for potholes to avoid is a second that you're not looking for pedestrians. If you have to swerve and you're not quick enough to look over your shoulder to see if someone's in the other lane, that could cause an accident. And when you drive underneath the overpasses, just look up and see the plywood. The plywood is the only thing standing between your windshield and a chunk of concrete. We need to get this problem fixed, and we need to fix it as soon as we possibly can.
Brad, will you be part of the bus tour stops in Metro Detroit today for the Safe Road Jess?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in Lansing, and I'm going to get on the bus with the governor here in about 45 minutes or so, and we're going to make the tour. We're stopping at Two Men and Truck in Lansing, Howell, and then Eastern Market, and we're looking forward to getting the yes vote energized and getting them out tomorrow.
So you're starting here in Lansing down to Howell, and then you'll wind up on Gratiot in the Motor City. So you'll have a busy day. Brad Williams, Vice President, Government Relations, Detroit Regional Chamber. They are advocating a yes vote on Proposal 1. And, Brad, we appreciate you joining us today on the program.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the time.